one thing that you can say, you definitely have earned this one.
Oh, we did. You know, we played really well the first game, and I mean the next three games were absolute wars. And just like we tell our guys, that's what it's supposed to be. You know, the farther you progress through the postseason, the competition is supposed to get tougher and tougher. And I found a way to win against Lexington Catholic and to come back and fight through a great Eastern team this morning and then to struggle through offensively today against a great Rowland County team and just battle and compete and just stay close enough to have a chance. You know, that's what heart shown by our guys.
Are you able to separate yourself from coach and fan during this game? Because, I mean, no more than 5 points separated either team throughout the ball game. And, I mean, I know it had to be a great game to coach, but as a fan, it was a super game to watch.
Well, I mean, that's fun to me. Anytime the postseason starts on the top of our practice schedule, it says fun time. And our guys look at it as fun time. And, you know, I mean, it's the time of the year that I love the most, hands down, no question. And, you know, hopefully I'll get to go back here next week and watch these games as a fan. But, you know, definitely a different perspective, Scott, as a coach than a fan.
Rowland County, did they come out and do anything that kind of surprised you? I know Wing was just nailing them left and right.
Well, I mean, you know, I talked with you, and the number one thing that we have to do is we have to make sure that we don't allow teams to stay in ball games or take leads based on three-point shots. And, I mean, they dominated us based on three-point shots. And, you know, Wing had 7 or 8 for the game, and it kept them in the basketball game. And then if you flip the side of that, we couldn't buy one. You know, we really, really struggled from behind the arc. And, you know, every recipe was there for a loss. I'm just telling you, Scott, it was. And, you know, our guys just kept, you know, clawing back, kept making a play here, a play there. And, you know, Anthony didn't score that much in the overtimes, but he's putting the ball in their hands. Those guys are finishing underneath. And in the last play of the game, I think, epitomizes this team. He penetrates. Markorian sets a screen. He penetrates, he draws two people. You've got Donovan Cates, Viontae Lewis. Well, they decide to cover Donovan Cates and leave Viontae Lewis open. And that's kind of a synopsis of what we are as a team. If you take one thing or the other away, he's going to find the open guy, and they're going to take advantage of it.
All week long, we've heard Hickey and Cates, Hickey and Cates. And tonight, Nick Riley, Viontae Lewis.
Well, you know, that. I think, you know, when you come up here and you only kind of just get a picture of all of a team, you see Anthony and you see Donovan and you think, well, that's how they got here. No, that's not how we got it. We got here through Markorian Tandy. We got here through Anthony Hickey, through Donovan Cates, through Viontae Lewis, through Nick Riley. And those are the guys, and Keon Wheeler. Those six guys are how we got here. And they all have their place. They all have their niche. And I think you saw our complete basketball team this week in the fact that when one fell to the wayside, somebody else stepped up.
What's the program mean, or what's the win mean for the program and for you as a coach?
I mean, yeah, for me as a coach, it means I coach some really good players. For our program, it's huge. I mean, it's huge. It's the first state championship that we won at Christian County in basketball. We've got an unbelievable history there, and to be a part of it is humbling enough. To be able to add to it is absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, one more question.
Sure.
Point in a season where maybe the light bulb you feel come on for your team, and the, you know, maybe you as a coach or they as the team really believe that this tonight was possible.
I think when we changed what we did offensively and defensively and simplified a lot of things, they began to play a lot more relaxed, a lot of freedom on both ends. When they two or three games, and they won 7 or 8 games in a row. But I really think when they started believing what we were doing was after the University Heights game and we lost and they came back and they stuck to it, they knew that they had what it took to make a run and a deep run. And you know, we talk about dreams and goals. Some people dream about it. Dreams are what you want. Goals are what you work for. And these guys work really, really hard for what they got tonight.